This hit my desk, but it's I'm so used to this type of stuff happening. But rapper Remy Ma over there in New York, she already was caught up in a lot of drama when it came to Papoose. But rapper Remy Ma, apparently her son was arrested for a 2021 NYC murder. Check it out.
Steve Lacey.
And I'm Natasha Verma. 23-year-old Jason Scott has been arrested in connection to a murder in Queens that dates back to 2021. Investigators are looking into the possibility that it was a murder for hire.
All right, Fox 5's Teresa Priolo joins us live from Astoria where the victim lived. Teresa, what can you tell us?
Yes, Steve and Natasha, residents I spoke to here, they didn't know the victim, but they do know who Remy Ma is, and they're telling us that they hope her celebrity doesn't play into this case. Tonight, we are learning that that victim was allegedly killed by Remy Ma's son, Jason Jace Scott. So here's what we know at this hour. 23-year-old Scott was arrested today on first-degree murder and weapons charges. It's unclear if he pulled the trigger or if he hired the hit that took the life of Darius Gilboa, who lived here at the Ravenswood houses in Astoria. The crime occurred nearby in broad daylight back in 2021. Gilboa took hits to the head and to the chest. Gilboa had an extensive criminal history. 8 months before he was killed, he was indicted in a massive drug trafficking operation. As for Jay Scott, he appeared alongside his mom, Remy Ma, in the hit show Love & Hip Hop. She's one of the biggest names in hip hop and has been since 2006.
I called cap on that part, but we're going to keep going. I don't know where they got that last part. The producers must have had AI write that part, but we don't keep going.
She also has something of a lengthy rap sheet and has done 6 years in prison on a gun crime. But none of that mattered to the folks that we talked to here in Astoria.
It doesn't matter if it's a celebrity or not. Exactly. If you commit a crime, you're supposed to be paid for the crime you committed.
It could be anybody. It doesn't matter. You know. If they're, you know, their mother's famous or father's, it doesn't matter.
We got the police station on the corner. We got sanitation, so
and they're
not
around.
Too many things happening here. They happen around here, but not in here. It's really difficult.
Statement. We received a statement from Remy Ma's attorney about Jay Scott. That came in late this afternoon. They said that Remy Ma hoped to publicly address this. She's been advised not to. So they told us, quote, nevertheless, Remy Ma is committed to proving Jason's innocence and supporting her child during this time. We stand by Jason's innocence and hope the NYPD will conduct a complete and thorough investigation to reveal the truth. Now, back out here live, we should also tell you that a second man, a man by the name of Richard Swigert, was also arrested and charged with murder and weapons charges. Steve and Natasha, it's unclear what led to this, if there was any relationship between these guys before this murder happened. We can tell you that we are expecting Scott to be arraigned early next week.
So, I mean, that just tells you that all of these people got regular problems just like everybody else. I will say that I'm a reserve judgment because I like to be consistent at the very least and saying that it's innocent until proven guilty. But it's not looking good. It's not looking good with the idea that you know, these kids already be having a lengthy rap sheet. And I think that the kids is just a reflection of the parents. Some people in the chat was asking, is that Pap's son? I don't think so, because at the time that they got married, the dude is like 20-something years old. You know what I'm saying? So it can't be his son because they didn't even get married by the time that they had that she had that kid. So she had that kid with somebody else. But they say they remain vigilant and trying to prove his innocence. If he's not innocent, he need to go to jail. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? So, in addition to that, a heartbreaking story. And, you know, I this week I kind of laid off Chicago a little bit, but it's a heartbreaking story, over in Chicago where a 73-year-old former police officer, retired police officer, was killed, and the neighbors is absolutely distraught about it. Check it out.
Good afternoon. I'm Marie Saavedra.
Great to have you with us. I'm Joe Donlan. We begin here at 5 with breaking news. Longtime friends say they are shocked by the senseless shooting of a West Side man, a retired police officer, outside his own home.
CBS2's Sarah Maki is speaking with them and other neighbors about this crime that happened in broad daylight.
Yeah, Joe, Marie, neighbors say that they heard 5 or 6 shots around 11:30 this morning in West Garfield Park. But what made it so shocking is when they found out who the victim was, a man well known in their community for keeping them safe.
Honoring a former colleague, officers salute Larry Newman's body as a police procession takes him from Stroger Hospital to the medical examiner's office.
Before we continue on with the show, how many more police officers and or former police officers or police officers or innocent civilians? Because it seems like all of the news that takes place as far as who was hit or who was hurt or who was killed, they never hit the intended target. You know what I'm saying? They always commit crime against civilians. So it's like the gangs and the people that's the worst for the community are terrorizing a community. They're not even terrorizing themselves. You could make a case and say, okay, well, the culture is bad because it's a gang war or they fighting over territory or it's a drug war or something like that. What makes Chicago even worse is that there are no rules even when it comes to civilians. You see innocent girls getting killed. You see little kids fly bullets. They come up and shoot up the whole block party. None of the ops get hit. And all of the kids wind up dying. And now you got a 73-year-old church going, you know, former retired police officer that just liked to cut his grass. And he probably was getting robbed or carjacked or something like that. And it's always, always, 99% of the time when you look at these stories that happen in Chicago and you see a body that's on the ground, is that of somebody that is an innocent bystander, or Uber driver, or a retired police officer, an elderly person, some child that they got to go and dig up out of the morgue or something like that. It's always somebody that's innocent that get killed in Chicago. That's what's so disheartening about that culture over there.
A shooting that doesn't make sense to those who knew him.
Neighbor, husband, father, grandfather, uncle, but most of all, friend.
A longtime friend and former classmate, Johnny Mae McGee, says she came to Newman's house after another friend called her about this police investigation, concerned the man they knew so well may have been injured.
She was in shock. She was crying, and she asked me to come and see. So I got to call her back and let her know that, yes, it is true.
He's mainly cutting his grass and, you know, taking care of his yard, things like that. It's just a sad situation.
One neighbor who didn't want to be on camera says Newman may have been best known on this street as a retired Chicago police officer and a fixture in his community.
Just, it's really, really messed up situation. I mean, it's summertime, the kids can't come outside and play. It's dangerous. And this is when they're supposed to be out. And as you can see, there's no kids nowhere.
Those who knew him say Newman was active in his church.
This is heartbreaking for such a good guy. God-fearing man.
Now they're left with little more than memories and their hopes for a safer city.
We cannot stop praying. We cannot.
Chicago police are investigating, though at this time, no arrests.
What else is new? There's never any arrests, especially how can you find an arrest when they're down over 2,000 police officers that they're supposed to be properly staffed? The mayor is more concerned with diversity, equity, and inclusion and making sure that he's dispersing large gatherings. And the governor is over there continuing to support and fund the migrant crisis and then becoming a sanctuary city. And so y'all are left to just pick up the pieces within y'all own community, even though you go to work every day and the people that take care of business and go to work every day. He survived being a police officer, wound up retiring, and then he got killed in his own neighborhood, probably in his own home. So it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. And it's almost like you feel so bad for the people because they don't want to leave the city that they grew up in. They don't want to leave their community. But it's almost like you got to go all the way down in the dumps in order for it to get better. And I don't know if they just completely letting the majority of the city go so that they can come in and gentrify it. I have no idea what the play is, but it's bad. It's absolutely bad. Thank you for the super chats. Thank you for the PayPal. I appreciate y'all. I'm going to read that shortly. And then last but not least, Travis Scott was arrested down in Miami for basically being drunk, trespassing, and causing a ruckus.
And developing now, rapper Travis Scott arrested on Miami Beach. 7's Alex Browning live outside of the Miami-Dade jail where he was arrested and released this morning. Alex.
And Tavares, responding officers said he was drunk and disorderly last night at a marina on Miami Beach. He later admitted to police, according to an arrest report, that he had been drinking, and quote, it's Miami. Let's go ahead and show you the rapper's mugshot here. His real name, Jacques Bermond Webster II. He was arrested for disorderly intoxication and trespassing, like I mentioned. Apparently, the rapper was getting off of a charter boat at the Miami Beach Marina when the boat owner had asked Scott to leave, as well as officers. He left and then came back, apparently irate, screaming profanities. And that is when police arrested him after he refused to leave. Now, the 33-year-old bonded out around 8:30 this morning, relatively quickly, since he was booked into jail around 4 o'clock. But take a look. Shortly after his release, he took to X to tweet out a simple message, LOL. Again, Travis Scott arrested on disorderly conduct and trespassing charges. His bond was roughly $600. Eventually, we'll have to face this legal challenge here in Miami-Dade.
So basically, this is a no news story because he was on a yacht, drunk, got mad, went back and forth with whoever the yacht owner is. I'm not even interested in doing yacht stuff over in Miami. Like, that just seemed like it's such a plague concept because everybody is doing it over there or something like that. But I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, that is your quick hits.